aside from working for big-time law firms and being a doormat for her stupid husband, what in the 35 years experience Hillary Clinton talks about would you like to highlight here this morning, Mr. Combs?
Well, you've just covered everything, haven't you?
No, I haven't. That's why I'm asking you.
I'm a stupid husband. I mean, during the Clinton years, we had a good economy. Things were going well. We were relative peace. We had employment was up. Things were going great in this country. People would love to go back to the way things were 10 years ago.
Never mind. What did she do?
What did she do?
Why don't we answer that question?
Well, she was first of all, she got elected to, everybody said she couldn't get elected to the Senate. She couldn't do anything. She's worked on transparency. She's worked on a number of issues.
She ran against a car salesman. She ran against some real estate loser. I live in Manhattan. I had to vote in that election.
Like Rick Lazio?
Yeah, it was a sympathy vote. She came in here. Everybody felt sorry for her.
Why did she get reelected?
Because her fat, stupid husband was getting BJs from the poor little intern there in the Oval Office.
Yeah, I'm starting to get the sense you don't like the Clintons.
And that's how sharp she was. She couldn't figure out that her husband was having an affair with one of the people who works for him there in the White House. I mean, hello?
And that means she shouldn't be president of the United States. And how do you know she didn't know?
I don't know that.
Maybe she did know.
Well, she didn't. She suggested she didn't know.
Well, you know, the fact, but is that relevant in terms of whether she'd be a good senator or a good president? I mean, she was elected to the Senate.
If the intern could sneak in the White House and put some lipstick on his dipstick, maybe a terrorist could get in there with a bomb. Who knows?
Yeah, if Monica Lewinsky can deliver pizza to the Oval Office, that means a terrorist is going to attack us. That's a really good analogy.
I can make that work if you give me a couple minutes.
That's a really, really good analogy.